The next thing Fortitude knew, the Michelicolo bonded pair he'd seen guarding the entrance to the hangar was thundering up the ramp into the abbey, assault cannons fully charged. "Hold your fire!" Fortitude yelled, but the armored giants continued to stride forward, hunched behind their shield, spines erect and quivering. "Drop your weapon!" he shouted at the Vice Minister. "Do it now, you fool!" Still dazed by the Oracle's light, Tranquility let his pistol clatter to the floor. One of the Michelicolo said something to the philologist, its voice like grinding stone. "An accident," the aged hermit replied. He looked around sadly at the smoldering corpses of his worms, the ruined remains of his grand investigation, then waved the sentries away. "There is nothing to be done." The Michelicolo held their ground as their colony communed. Then the green light in the bores of their cannons dimmed, and they clanked back to their post. The abbey was dark once more.
"What should we believe?"
Tranquility asked, his voice quiet in the dark. But the minister was at a loss for words. He could honestly say that he had spent his entire life without experiencing a single moment of spiritual crisis. He had accepted the Forerunner's existence because their relics were there to find. He believed in the Forerunner's divination because in all their ages of searching, the Sanshum had found no bones or other remains. He knew the Covenant's core promise that all would walk the path and follow in the Forerunner's footsteps was critical to the Union's stability. And he was certain that if anyone learned they might be left behind, the Covenant was doomed. Presently, the holographic shards above the obelisks flickered back to life, filling the room with dim blue light. The blackened Ligolo looked like etchings in the floor, a macabre and twisted glyph.
"We must take no chances with these reclaimers,"
Fortitude could not bring himself to say Forerunners. He grabbed his wattle and gave it a steady tug.
"They must be expunged before anyone else knows of their existence."
The Vice Minister's lower lip quavered.
"Are you serious?"
"Quite."
"Exterminate them? But what if—"
"If the Oracle speaks the truth, then all we believe is a lie." Fortitude's voice filled with sudden strength.
"If the masses knew this, they would revolt, and I will not let that come to pass."
The Vice Minister slowly nodded his assent.
"What about him?"
Tranquility whispered, glancing at the philologist. The aged hermit was now staring up at the Oracle. The device was slacked in its armature, thin smoke twisting from the gap around its lens.
"Can we trust him to keep this secret?"
"I hope so," Fortitude released his wattle. "Or he will make a very poor third hierarch."